Okay, so we've got rain in the background, I see. The precious presence of Jesus be with you, heart dwellers. This morning, my husband was telling me about a young man, actually a boy, 13 years old or so, that had come to him last night in the spirit. And he's a little Indian, Eastern Indian child, that was born, that had liver cancer and suffered with it all his life until he died at, I guess, around 13 or 14. But he had such a joyous, joyous countenance with everyone that he met, even though he was in serious pain. And I think there's a special that's been done on him. I haven't watched it yet. But he came to Father last night and was a comfort to him because he suffered, but he still had joy. And of course, when you're suffering, it's very hard to keep your joy up. It's very taxing and it really drags you down. So the first thing the Lord said to me was, I sent that little boy to Father as a consolation. This is real. What he told you actually happened. He needs joy so badly, Claire, and this little one will teach him the ways of faith and holy joy. I have many such saints in heaven, but he was most excited about the assignment, so I gave it to him. This is the interaction between the cloud and those on earth. So much has been taken out of the faith that brings great consolation to those on earth, still fighting the good fight. More and more, I am beginning to reveal the interactions that take place all over the earth between heaven and earth. And that's true. We saw a movie a couple nights ago about that very thing, the Cokeville miracle. Yeah, where a bunch of kids were trapped with a lunatic who was going to blow them up unless he got a ransom. And they all prayed. And in the end, the only thing that happened was he and his wife, who were perpetrators, were killed. Everyone else was set free and with minor injuries, except for one man who had a bullet strike him near the spinal cord, but just missed it by a quarter of an inch. So he wasn't paralyzed for life. And it's about the power of prayer, because the whole school and high school was praying for the group that was captured by this man in another part of the school. So the Lord is here accenting how much the great cloud of witnesses is important to us, really important to us, because in that film, the children saw their grandmothers and great-grandmothers, and they saw angels come through the roof of the building and surround the bomb and take the bomb up with them. It's really a beautiful film, and it's a true story. So this is the interaction, the Lord said, between the cloud and those on earth. So much has been taken out of the faith that brings great consolation to those on earth, still fighting the good fight. More and more, I am beginning to reveal the interactions that take place all over the earth between heaven and earth. I will bring my Christian people around to the truth, which Satan has so far been able to hide from them. There's always a good reason why he launches opposition to the truth. And that reason is the effectiveness of those who diminish his rule and steal souls from him. He has so twisted my mother's role and the scriptures heralding her role and provoked the faithful to go overboard in their devotion, that he has turned the masses against her intercession, calling it idolatry. He has blinded others to the sixth chapter of John, in which I lost many of my followers because I stated it plainly that my body is true flesh and my blood is true drink. They couldn't take that. But they could slaughter and consume victims for their pagan ceremonies. Their opinions held sway over the people. Yet these innocents did not know what went on in the basement of the temple and the heinous acts of savagery they engaged in to Molech. So I have come forward now to reinstate her legitimate role as the key intercessor in my kingdom. Not only does she intercede with the extended powers granted to her because of her faithfulness on earth, but she has also received permission to appear on the earth, perform miracles that legitimize her role. How sad it is that someone so meek and gentle should be stripped of her dignity and called just a victim of circumstance. Do you know how many hundreds of years it took me to prepare for her a fit vessel? From the fall of Adam and Eve onward, I began preparing for her a fit vessel, a holy couple to bring forth into the world. In all truth, in these past 2,000 years, man has only scratched the surface of all that is contained in the Bible. But that surface was all that was necessary for their salvation. So much more is disclosed that you will be beside yourselves in wonder when it's finally revealed to you. It is then that all things will become clear and established, and the truth shall be known. Until then, you are very much in opposition to the scholarly evangelicals that cannot grasp truth beyond the opening pages of the Gospels. But for anyone that seeks the truth beyond that point, I have provided them with ample wisdom, which they will recognize once they brush the superficial objections that Satan has done so well with, discouraging believers to accept her as my mother and an intercessor and a very great prophetess as well. It is all there in the scriptures, but for anyone who goes beyond the commonly accepted norm and faulty explanations of her role, they are blacklisted for heresy, just as you are. But the day is coming and is almost here when the real heretics will be revealed. Beloved, do not allow this to discourage you. Continue to teach truth and give a good answer to anyone who's legitimately seeking truth, but do not engage the naysayers who only care about correcting you and putting you down. Just as the rhema you just got said, the pure message, not the popular message. Truth will have its day, and all the men and women of the earth will finally have my mother as their intercessor and spiritual mother. And that was the conclusion of his message. How true and wonderful it is to have Mary as an intercessor. And basically, it's the Holy Spirit that conveys to her when you're calling for intercession, just like the intuition that you get, oh, I better pray for my kids or one particular child. I feel uneasy. I better pray for them. And that's the Holy Spirit warning you that child is near danger. Well, in the very same way, when you ask Our Lady for her intercession to pray for you, that goes straight to her heart through the Holy Spirit, which, by the way, she's filled with. And she knows when one of her children needs her prayers. Well, there's an awful lot people don't understand about her role, but I did do a 7-part series where I assembled not all, but some of the scriptures to show that her role is legitimate. And you can always look that up on heartdwellers.org in the search engine and just type in what you're looking for and it'll pull it up. The Lord bless you, Heart Dwellers. I hope this is food for your heart and it warms you to know that you have a mother in heaven who is looking after you. Amen. Amen.